Skyline's new chicken chili is here. Now you can enjoy that legendary Skyline taste with a new protein option. Try Skyline's chicken chili on Waze, Coney's, and all your Skyline favorites. Feeling good. It's Skyline time.
Hey, Central Ohio. The Nationwide Children's Marathon will be taking over the city on October 18th and 19th. COTA riders can expect significant reroutes throughout the city. Operators will be working tirelessly to assist COTA customers. That's October 18th and 19th for the Nationwide Children's Marathon. Expect significant reroutes downtown. You can view real-time updates on the transit app or at COTA.com. That's COTA.com. Good luck to all the runners.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
It's In This League.
My style is impetuous. My defense is impregnable.
Come again?
With Scott Bogman and Chris Welsh.
Can't wait.
What does that do? Does that blow your mind?
That just happened.
What's up, friends, and welcome in to the In This League Fantasy Baseball Podcast, Mock Draft Day. Oh, yes, the most glorious of the days on the Friday when we present to you mock drafts where we get mad and we curse and we hate on each other and we hate on you and we pretty much isolate ourselves and victimize our audience until maybe they possibly don't like us. But at the end of the day, we all come together because we have a sense of humor and we know that we're not playing this out. Except I still need to win the mock drafts. That's the most important thing of all of these. And today we have a 7.0. We're back on Yahoo and we're changing it up. We have a 15-team roto, but this time OBP and quality starts. We've kicked out average like some of you elitists want. And boy, have we kicked out those wins like you big elitists want out. And we got quality starts. And that's what we're going to do today. We are on Yahoo, but guess what? Here's a fun transition. This episode is brought to you by Fantrax. Yes, because Fantrax has the most customization. We do lots of our mock drafts on here on Fantrax. We like to do them in all different places. That's kind of the point of what we do. But Fantrax has been the home of many of the things we do. All of our Dynasty Leagues, our ITL Dynasty Leagues, 100% are there. We also do our Listener Leagues on there, and we have full customization to do whatever the hell we want. You can have the exact same thing. Just use the code or the link, fantrax.com/inthisleague. Move your league, start a new league. Any way you're going to do it, use that URL. Get locked in today. When you do, you'll be entered in to win an autographed Vladimir Guerrero jersey. Oh, yeah. And I want one of our listeners to win it. But move over your leagues, whether you are moving. Maybe you don't like how Yahoo is set up. There's two players on Shohei Ohtani. It's the dumbest thing on the planet. ESPN. Garbage, unless you are in a points league. So go over to Fantrax today, fantrax.com/inthisleague. Get set, because we are mock drafting, and you can do that over there as well. Bogman, I was at camp today, and I was presented with really the worst news I could possibly get. Uh-oh. I went to Rangers camp today.
Oh, were you the guy that reported it?
I didn't report it, but as I got into the backfields, multiple people, the whispers came in that Jacob DeGrom is already hurt. And I went, nay, friend, nay. I was a horse. Nay.
Nay.
You're a crazy person. What are you trying to talk about the Jacob DeGrom? Yeah. So apparently a couple days ago, he felt a little bit of a twinge in his oblique, I believe it was. And they knew that. But here's why I'm going to present to you, regardless of all the texts that I received, because I did. Not everybody knew I was at Rangers camp today, but everybody knows I like Jacob DeGrom. A whole lot of I told you so's. I think.
Oh, wow. Already.
Oh, dude. Here's what Pisa Pia said. This is Pisa Pia's text to me when he saw the news. I actually can't say it, but it's expletive DeGrom already with a smiling or crying emoji face. And I went, okay, buddy, but let me tell you something. It was one of the coldest days out here. It was snowing on the mountains near me. I live in Phoenix. I live outside of Phoenix. And Bogman knows it was snowing last night. It was 37 degrees when I posted a video in our GroupMe room this morning. It was like 9 a.m. or something. It was 37 degrees. It was about 45 max when camp started up. And he was there. He was at the facility. They actually have some pictures they posted of him.
it was so cold. Not trying to make excuses or anything, Bogman, but I just want to point out, yes, maybe there was a little twinge, but there was no way you want to throw him out there if there's any worry, even though every other single pitcher on the roster threw that day.
Yeah.
Every single one.
Yeah, look, I mean,
all of them, but
Welsh, sure. I don't give a crap that it was cold today. There were plenty of guys that went and practiced in the cold and didn't have twinges. So I don't know what the deal is there. So you can't explain away this DeGrom twinge because of the cold. I will not let you.
I mean, no, it happened a couple days ago. The reasoning was they didn't want him to go out today because half of the field was wet. It was wet everywhere. It was 40 something degrees. They weren't going to have him throw. So he just wasn't going to go out there. The cold weather, you might strain something. We need a bubble. Bubble for DeGrom is what I say. But every other pitcher did throw. I'll also report this, my awesome reporting skills. There was no buzz around any of the pitchers, any of the coaches. There was no concern level surrounded with him whatsoever. Another interesting thing I did not know, Greg Maddux is a special coach with the Rangers now, and he was out there working with the pitchers, Andrew Heaney, Nathan Eovaldi, Jack Leiter, which I posted some video of all these guys through, but there was just no like DeGrom concern. They're just babying it. Listen, we have to baby our king. So yes, he's a little banged up in camp, just started. Yes, some of you are going to put him on your no draft list. I will still take all your shares. Give me your discounts.
Well, here's the thing to me. This doesn't really mean anything yet. Like, it's a twinge.
Everything to everybody else.
It's a twinge. I don't think the reason we're getting overreactions is because there's no other news. This is all of the news that we have right now. So people want to overreact to this. It's nothing. It doesn't mean that he's having thoracic outlet syndrome or anything like that yet. It just means the guy had a sore side. He could have slept on it wrong. So let's relax. Well,
again, it was
Let's take a beat.
It was 40 degrees with wind, with serious wind. I talked to
nobody cares about the weather.
No,
weather has nothing to do with him having a twinge. It has nothing to do.
But you keep going beside the point. Yes, it doesn't have to, but you don't want to get him in super cold weather when he's already a little aggravated. That's what I'm saying. The weather didn't cause it because it just became 40 degrees. They didn't want to send him out there because it's cold as hell. Why send him out there when they already knew he wasn't going to throw? It was wet. Guys could slip. I talked to Dan Duffy, and I was like, we were doing the cold. I mean, it was like a really bad date.
I'm like oatmeal and stuff.
I'm like, how about that weather, by the way?
Moro Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Hey, Central Ohio, the nationwide Children's Marathon will be taking over the city on October 18th and 19th. COTA riders can expect significant reroutes throughout the city. Operators will be working tirelessly to assist COTA customers. That's October 18th and 19th for the nationwide Children's Marathon. Expect significant reroutes downtown. You can view real-time updates on the transit app or at COTA.com. That's COTA.com. Good luck to all the runners.
Cleveland is where the urban meets the outdoors, where cultural celebrations meet rabid sports fans meet the symphony, where nobody goes hungry and everybody loves music. Fueled by passion, we are the land for life. From rich history to hidden gems, the Legends of the Land podcast shares the real stories from real Clevelanders that shape the city. From iconic chefs to grassroots changemakers, sports heroes to creative visionaries, learn why living all out is in Cleveland's DNA. Go to thisisCLE.com/podcast.
Like, that was a horrible date with him. How about that weather? And he was like, what is going on? Dan Duffy, Brock Burke.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Can't believe what fell. All your dreams just hops down the drain. Let's play some
In This League.
One other quirk we forgot to tell you guys about, we're also using Yahoo's standard rosters for this go, which is weird. There goes Aaron Judge. Ooh, I didn't expect that. So it is no corner, no middle, 3 outfield, 2 util, 2 pitching spots, 2 RP spots, and a whole bunch of actual just pitch spots. This is their new standard to try to simplify the game, just so everybody knows. So, all right, number 1 is Judge. Joe N looks like he is not here.
He's in there.
Oh, there you go. So he just took a long time. There goes Trey Turner. So, yeah, I'm going to go with Ronald Acuna. Even in this format, like I said, like Ramirez is interesting. Tucker's got a lower OBP. Mookie Betts is fun. Juan Soto is the big one I'm thinking about because I could dominate, but I want those dominant stolen bases. So this is pretty easy for me, Acuna. Let's see, Bogman. What do you think?
Where is Yordan?
There he is. He's right down here. He's an X rank of 12. There goes Jose Ramirez.
Yeah, he was one of very few players with a over 400 OBP last season. It was Judge at 425, then Freeman. Yordan was at 407, by the way. This drop is 18 points. 425 to Freeman at 407, Yordan at 406. Goldie, Yandy Diaz, Juan Soto were the 6 players that qualified with an OBP over 400 last season. So that
yeah, I'm looking at that right now on FanGraphs. Yeah, Juan Soto's in there. All right, we had Juan Soto go 6. Julio went 5. That's kind of surprising, actually. Still, Juan Soto went 6. Mookie 7. Kyle Tucker 8. And you took Alvarez at 9.
Yeah, Bobby Witt was under 300, by the way. I think it was 296 was his OBP. So he should tumble a little bit. But I mean, the homers and steals are still outstanding.
Yeah, but like a under 330 OBP is pretty glaring. And him and Bo Bichette are both projected under that. What was Bo Bichette's last year? It's hard to kind of go through all of this. I have FanGraphs up as well just to like cite some of this stuff, but I'd have to go through what we can pull that. But those are the two like lowest projected guys that are really high. They're in Vlad 10. Corbin Burns 11, our first one in there. The quality starts interesting with Corbin Burns too. I kind of thought Sandy would pop a little bit, or maybe even Garrett Cole, but I guess not.
OBP 333 for Bo Bichette last season.
Okay, so there goes Bobby Witt at 13. I just don't like that. I thought he would fall further. I don't think that's it, dog.
It's definitely a no for me, dog.
Yeah, I mean, he definitely has to drop, but I mean, I don't know. That's probably about
it. You still get the category. Like I did say, like, I do think in OBP quality start leagues, like, it gets overweighted. Because you know what people don't care about in standard formats? Batting average. But when it becomes OBP, everyone's like, oh my God, I got to get this category. And it's like, well, it's no different. You're just now, you know, a couple more players are weighted higher and it's boosted up. But now everybody cares about OBP when they don't really care about average in leagues, which is kind of funny. Freddie Freeman, 15, and Mike Trout at 16 is ridiculous for Barrow. That is a ridiculous start. Two guys with projected around really 400 good OBPs. It's an absurd start. So just pointing that out. Manny Machado at 14. Ooh. Paul Goldschmidt goes 17.
400 OBP. Boost him on up.
Who are you looking at?
I'm looking at Pete Alonso or Sandy. That's kind of my plans right there. If one of those guys fell through, you know, even though, well, there goes Alonso. Shohei. Just Shohei the batter here, obviously. Yeah,
there goes Rafael Devers at 19. You're 2 picks away. So what is it going to be, Shohei or Alcantara?
It's going to be Sandy if he's there. Okay. Got 2 picks in front of me, though. Don't screw this up for me, guys.
There goes
Fernando. All right.
It's not happening for me.
You're one of them.
Great. Great. Fine.
Beat it. Who needs you? Who needs you?
Everybody on? Good. Great. Grand. Wonderful. No yelling on the bus.
Fernando at 20. Mm-hmm. Junior's magnificent team on the clock.
Come on, Junior. Don't do it, baby.
What's the difference with their rank? I still don't ever understand. There goes Bo Bichette at 21.
There we go. I'll take 10.
That's a great pick. It's annoying.
Sandy.
I would love Hitter Ohtani, but it's not going to happen because Corey took him. So, great.
Wah, wah, wah.
Nothing works. Nothing's fine. it is very interesting seeing Jacob DeGrom here, who is ranked as the 25th player. Obviously, the news hit today as we're talking about this. So,
yeah, I mean, anytime, you know, it's just like, dude, the second I queued up Austin Riley, he went.
Yeah, well, I mean,
Yeah, no, he like, should. Man, he should
queue him up, and he's gonna pop back to you or anything.
Well, I just thought it was funny the exact second.
That was the guy, though. That was the dude. I'm a couple picks away.
But anyway, it's the day to day with the little note next to his name. That is what is going to keep him on the board for longer than he should be. He can go at any point now, and he should be going at any point here at some point soon. But there goes Edwin Diaz.
I was thinking about Edwin.
Yeah, I was hoping maybe he would fall back, but obviously not going to happen. Simeon also had like a very terrible OBP last year.
He's projected 342 on Yahoo for whatever they're, you know,
let's see,
whatever they're doing.
Simeon OBP last year.
There went Altuve, who was the top of that board. 304.
304. His career is 321. It's not good.
So, what I'm going to do is I'm going to take Emmanuel Clase. And we have two RP spots we have to lock. Strider is a lower quality starts type of guy, but like if Strider, I'm hoping Strider McClanahan fall back to me. If they do, they won't. There goes Strider because I'm a dumb piece of shit.
Okay, silly dilly dokio. I'm an idiot.
Yeah, that's true.
Otherwise, I'm going to look at Verlander or Nola, I think. I think I'm going to go with a pitcher.
I mean, Strider's a fine pick, right? Like Strider's a good pick. I would be, and maybe this year you're worried about it less, but still, I don't know, man. Like, he's not going to get a ton of quality starts, right? Because they're going to yank him when he has he just hasn't hit those innings pitch markers. How many innings pitch did he have last year?
Well, I can't look at it right now because he just went. All right, so Michael Harris just went. So I got Nola. I've got McClanahan. I really like McClanahan. The innings are something to consider, though. I don't love any hitter right now.
131. He's projected for like the bats got him for 167. They're the most by a lot. 154 on Steamer. 122 on Zips.
I'm gonna go my guy. I'm gonna keep with my guy. 33 McClanahan. Well, I'm sorry. Say that again.
I was just talking about Strider's innings pitched. It was 131.2 last season.
He probably goes to 160, 170 this year.
They got him at 154. The highest is 167 the bat. So, you know, and just looking at his previous stints, 2021, he had, you know, what was that? 65 innings, a little over. That would be about 100 innings, but that's it. That's like his whole professional career here.
There went Simeon, Arenado, and Nola. I almost took Nola.
One thing up here.
There goes Kyle Schwarber, who I just was looking at. And I was like, man,
that's what I was looking at, man. Yeah, because his OBP in 2021 was 374.
Yep. So. I kind of regretting taking McClanahan. I kind of wish I took Schwarber, except it is three outfielder. I just want to remind. So the depth is a much different game that we usually play. All right.
I mean, I still took a Rosarena, but yes, the depth is much better in the outfield.
So it went Cease. You took a Rosarena and then Jacob DeGrom, 40th overall. So I know you hate that.
Why do you keep saying that? I don't hate that
him.
At all.
You hate him. You don't.
No, like I
him.
Don't. I just said you've done this to me twice now.
You hate him.
I said before. Now that he's shown us something, I am more willing to take him. I wasn't going to take him there, but yeah, I am more willing to take him. I already took Sandy. I'm not going to double up on pitching. No, thanks.
You could do that. Francisco Lindor, Ozzie Albies, dude, I'm looking at the projections. O'Neill Cruz, a 275 projected OPP.
And you don't want no part of this shit.
Not great.
Yeah, he's probably going to slip a little in something like this. So
Carlos Rodon, 43.
Moro Casino. American Social Casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. American Social Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Hey Central Ohio, the nationwide children's marathon will be taking over the city on October 18th and 19th. COTA riders can expect significant reroutes throughout the city. Operators will be working tirelessly to assist COTA customers. That's October 18th and 19th for the nationwide children's marathon. Expect significant reroutes downtown. You can view real-time updates on the transit app or at COTA.com. That's COTA.com. Good luck to all the runners.
Cleveland is where the urban meets the outdoors, where cultural celebrations meet rabid sports fans meet the symphony, where nobody goes hungry and everybody loves music. Fueled by passion, we are the land for life. From rich history to hidden gems, the Legends of the Land podcast shares the real stories from real Clevelanders that shape the city. From iconic chefs to grassroots changemakers, sports heroes to creative visionaries, learn why living all out is in Cleveland's DNA. Go to thisisCLE.com/podcast.
Around here from the third into the fourth. So what say you? This is the first OBP quality starts when we put together. Projections are going to be really interesting on how the team fares out. Like, they're not going to love my McClanahan pick, so where the projections put should be pretty fascinating. But what are you thinking about doing? Because you're like 6 picks away as Cedric Mullins just went 44.
Ryan Preston is top of my board here. So...
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
In this league.
Just, I'm in the middle, so I can't really follow the run.
Ooh, then there goes Romano and Helsley, right as you said that. So,
man, I had those guys in my queue too. So,
yep, that's going to be rough in the streets. Oh, there goes Presley. See, this is where you got to start getting worried. Like, as far as the relievers go,
I'm out. I'm done.
You're out. Are you? See that? I'm really
not with all closers, like, but this round, I'm out. I'm done.
God damn it, Corey Seager went mother. And Verlin, this is just cute. Just
pew, pew, know, pew, pew, pew. God, this sucks.
This is the Star Wars. This is the fight with all the stormtroopers. Pew, 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 pew. Gone.
I don't really want
any player. Yeah, any Julio Urias just went.
Matt Olson's at the top of my board, so. That is,
bad.
You know, better in OBP because it's not bad batting average. He's projected for 329. I know I'm up. I just want to look at what he did.
And Matt Olson
last year
went right in front of you.
In the face! In the face!
No! Matt Olson was the pick. Of course
he was the pick in front of you.
All right. Well, I guess I'll pivot to a pitcher and take Bieber, who I know is going to get a ton of quality starts.
Yeah, it's a good quality. I mean, even like I would pivot a tiny bit, even though Bieber's kind of on like a busty-ish type of thing with the quality starts. That's something he's gonna step into. There goes Max Scherzer, another one of them. Shohei Ohtani, the pitcher, if he's still there, I would consider. Luis Robert is an high OBP guy, but there goes Luis Castillo, who is another option. He's out there. I'm also looking at our boy Zach Gallen, who's a pretty good quality starts guy.
Yeah, he was pitching deep into games last year.
But
I need the entire infield still, so that's good.
All of the players are bad, though, that are left. There goes Luis Robert, so I will not consider him because I am stupid for thinking that. What a fucking idiot I am for even considering that I could get him.
Oh, you are so dumb. You are really dumb. Oh, yeah.
That'll happen.
There goes Jazz. Yeah, I was just about to be like, you know what I could do? I could also pivot. I was literally about to say, I could like pivot off of like OBP and getting like caring about it and stuff. I was just about to be really stupid and sound like a moron and say all that stuff, but then it just didn't happen. All right. Do I care more about the quality starts or do I care about the big old Patty stats? And God, the Alek Manoah is out there. Could I do this? All right, I'm going to go with Ohtani, the pitcher. Manoah's going to go, so I'm not going to have an opportunity. But I was curious if I took Manoah and then I could get him coming back. What I want to do, that's pretty heavy pitching to start.
All right, Valdez, Batista went right ahead of you. Darvish, Wheeler. What's it going to be?
I'm going to go with Alek Manoah. I'm going to go with this heavy pitching start.
Back to back pitchers.
See how this works. Yeah, let's see.
Is that your first two pitchers?
Nope. Three. I've got McClanahan, Otani, and Manoah with Class A.
All right.
Just messing around, seeing how this.
Doing the mess around.
Heavy pitching. Yeah, a little reach around.
Doing the mess around. All right, Rice out.
Okay. Well, that's what I thought you would take last round. And he just went instantly. I mean, you barely came out of your mouth. You were like, Rice, I gone, take.
All right. I'm not going to say who I want.
Say it. Fermuto. I mean, you can't say the top player that's on the board and then be like, oh my God, he went.
Well, Rysel was not. His ADP is like 89 or whatever. And he just went at 67. So
I'm starting to queue up some of these losers. All right, I like those guys. So what guys you like, huh? There goes Christian Javier.
Yep.
You're one pick away. Now you can say it now. Say it now.
I mean, Jansen is at the top of my board now.
There's no, literally no chance he goes 68. Give the 69 pick, by the way. No, there's no chance. I would $20. He does not go here.
I'm not doing it.
$20.
No.
No, I'm just. I'll give you $20 if he goes here.
Xander Bogaerts.
Damn it,
that's a good pick.
That was my guy.
I'll take Kenley here.
69. Nice.
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 Do I have another pick before you? I mean, look, Alex Bregman. Third base is still bad. I mean, outfield depth may be there, but third base is still bad.
Yeah.
And I like that Gunnar Henderson is projected for a zero OBP, by the way.
Yeah, they don't have any other rookies projected there.
Got to fix that. Got to fix that,
Little fixy fix.
Teoscar's a great pick there. But if Bregman falls back, I think I need to take him here.
Okay, there goes Jose Abreu. Yeah, I mean, the list is like...
Springer.
Yeah, oh, man. Max Free. Yeah, I would like players that I don't want to start going. That would be phenomenal, please.
Yeah, any player that I'm definitely not going to say.
If I'm not interested in you, please go.
Dude, Adolis has a 281 OBP. I love him, but obviously he has to take a massive hit in OBP leagues because something he does not walk.
I'm considering in this format. Well, this is Roto, though. Ugh. This is where head-to-head, I kind of was... thinking about maybe punting OBP a little bit.
Yeah, I can't really
do that. Because then, like, if Adolis and O'Neill Cruz were still there, those would be phenomenal picks. But I am in punt mode for OBP.
Barrow going to double tap closers here. No, Musgrove.
Nope. We have Varsha went 74, and he went Musgrove. And someone that's going to be annoying.
I feel like was low on the OBP list too, wasn't he?
Yeah, he was a little bit lower. Tim Anderson, that's not annoying.
Anderson. Well, Tim Anderson definitely offsets Varsho. Varsho's OBP last year was 302. His career is 306. It's not good.
Man, what do I do here? There goes Zach Gerland.
And it's gone.
I mean, he wasn't going to get back, but like, still.
Corbin Carroll. Now, who does two morning poops take?
Did Corbin Carroll just go?
He did.
What a loser.
Adolis. Who was
that, Matt? Finally. What a loser.
A loser, a proven loser, and a total loser.
I can't stand whoever Matt is. God damn it. I really thought like that was gonna work out for me. I'm out there hurting players. I just walk into camps, they get hurt, don't get anyone I want. Eli Jimenez. I'm Eloy? Gonna be bottom of the protection.
Dude, I'm one pick away from Bregman.
Yeah, that's kind of stupid that you're gonna get him. Junior. It's annoying also.
Come on, Junior. Come on, buddy.
Come on, buddy.
Second you walked through the goddamn door, I knew you weren't going to take Alex Bregman.
It's interesting, too, all that depth of shortstop kind of changes just a tad bit here because there's some, there's Gunner. There's some low OBP guys. Dansby Swan. What was Dansby's projections last year? Or what was his numbers last year? Because he's projected at 321. There goes Bregman, Duvall. I need some hitters here.
And Bay.
Oh, Wander Franco is one of those high OBP shortstops, too. You son of a bitch. And there goes Ryan Reynolds. God.
You suck, you jackass.
O'Neill Cruz just goes, let me look at my players. Jesus Christ.
Fangraphs is slow as a 329 last year for Dansby. 321 is his career.
All right. Well, I'm going to take Vinny as one. Vinny
his high one. Was.
I'm sorry. Say it again. Say it again.
329 last year for Dansby. 321 is his OBP, is his career. 361 was his high, his rookie season in 2016.
Yeah, so it's not great. These players suck. So I took Vinny Pasquantino with Ronald Acuna. I got a whole bunch of pitchies. Got some pitchies.
I didn't see Holmes go.
When did Adley he go? And Edmund. Yeah, I mean, that was another thing. Like, do I want to get my second closer right now? Maybe. Now that I'm looking, you know what? Dude, I think I'm gonna have to do it. I'm gonna have to really base this team off of pitching and make up hitting later, because if I don't take a closer here, the market will be absolutely gone by the time it comes back to me.
So, Which one is worth this pick is my question.
Andres Munoz. I mean, it's not worth it, but Andres Munoz or Alexis Diaz, one of those two.
Man.
That's it. I mean, look at who's Dead left brutal. After that. Daniel Bard is not bad.
Bard and Barlow.
But it's just like, if I wait, there's going to be nothing coming back. And then strategy of picking an early Class A is not great.
I mean, I got Jansen, so I probably need to take one here too. I'm going to queue up, I guess,
Edmund Bard. Yelich. Oop, my mouse just froze.
There goes Duran.
Johan Duran. Uh-oh. So the question is do I go with I love Munoz a lot, but Alexis Diaz looks pretty locked.
Yeah. I'd say he's more locked, less wins for the Reds, but
yeah, I'll just go with Diaz.
Okay.
So that'll start the market.
All right, everybody, let's get off of the closer train so I can get Bard here. That'd be great.
Come on, everybody. Choo choo.
Don't ride it. Ignore it. Oh no.
Who are you trying to get?
Bard or Munoz now.
Robbie Ray 96. You're going to have pick 99.
I'm going to take Daniel Bard in the top 100. Oh, Andres Jimenez is such a good pick by Luke, man. That's Jimenez. A great pick. Jimenez.
There goes Will Smith. There you go. There you go, buddy. Bard.
Have All right, party. Nate Lowe coming back is what I want.
Okay. Yeah, that's a good one. There goes Byron Buxton, pick 100.
Ooh.
I'm queuing up all these awful players. The worst. They are the worst. OBP, a little bit tougher today.
All right. Rizzo is a guy that should move up in OBP leagues, right?
Yeah. Well, see, positionally, OBP is something you can start to know. Shortstop is not as deep as it is. There goes Seiya Suzuki. I wanted to take last round. That's annoying.
He gone!
Where first base actually has a lot more valuable pieces in this format. Shortstop kind of dwindles a little bit from like the advantage of
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Hey, Central Ohio, the nationwide Children's Marathon will be taking over the city on October 18th and 19th. COTA riders can expect significant reroutes throughout the city. Operators will be working tirelessly to assist COTA customers. That's October 18th and 19th for the nationwide Children's Marathon. Expect significant reroutes downtown. You can view real-time updates on the transit app or at COTA.com. That's COTA.com. Good luck to all the runners.
Cleveland is where the urban meets the outdoors, where cultural celebrations meet rabid sports fans meet the symphony, where nobody goes hungry and everybody loves music. Fueled by passion, we are the land for life. From rich history to hidden gems, the Legends of the Land podcast shares the real stories from real Clevelanders that shape the city. From iconic chefs to grassroots changemakers, sports heroes to creative visionaries, learn why living all out is in Cleveland's DNA. Go to thisiscle.com/podcast.
Batting average to OBP like second base does. There's a little bit advantage on catchers, a couple more outfielders boost up. Quality starts also make the pitching really interesting. Like, you might find Luis Severino a lot less fun with, you know, if he's projected to take
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Chris Welsh
said you were coming.
What else did he say?
He said you were the best in the parsec.
Scott Bogman,
former Imperial sharpshooter.
That's not saying much.
I wasn't a stormtrooper, wiseass.
Please excuse his lack of decorum.
In this league.
This is the way. Stop touching things.
Last year, 289. For Pena last year.
That's brutal. Salvador Perez went 102, Andres Munoz 103, Logan Webb 104, and then Jake McCarthy, who I literally just typed something up to take a look at just to see where that OBP was sitting last year because there's no projection on it here. It doesn't matter. He was a 342 because he just went. So nothing really matters. Matters much to me.
Nothing really matters.
Okay. That's all right. I think I'm going to pivot here to Willie Adames. Bad OBP last year. He was 298, but his career is 322. He's 337 the year before that. So I think he's going to get closer to that career average. And like you said, shortstop, because of the bad OBP guys, way thinner at this point than first base. So I will pivot from Nate Lowe to Willie Adames. So
yeah, I hate that you're doing it just because, like, I want as many of the shortstops to be there coming back to me. Like, do I want Adames? Like, yeah, sure. Adames, Correa, Swanson, I think they're relatively interchangeable, though you're giving up stolen bases, but maybe for higher OBP. But you taking Adames is going to just take one of the three viable options off the board, and I'll have five picks to go, which I don't love. So, and there's one of them, Dansby Swanson. So great. It went Blake Snell, David Bednar, Tristan McKenzie, Kyle Wright 109, Dansby Swanson 110. You're going to take Adames, so I'm just going to have to pray Correa just drops a little bit, because otherwise it's going to be gross. I mean, Jeremy Pena, what was Pena last year?
It was because terrible. 289.
He's projected.
He was like among qualified players, he was bottom 10.
And he's projected at 340 on Yahoo, which is really interesting. Yeah, well, I'm going to take a look. There goes Tyler O'Neill. You got Adames. It's so stupid. Clayton Kershaw went before that. I want to see the bat. Yeah, dude, the bat X has him at 303. I don't know what Yahoo is smoking.
Yeah, I mean, it was 289 last year. All the projection places have him between 289 and 303.
That goes George Kirby. Like
minor league career, he was, let's see, AAA, he was 346. Then did he skip double A? I guess so. Because he's 378, 389, 340, but I just don't know how you go from 289 to 340.
That's pivoted and you lost Nate Lowe.
That's fine. There's other first basemen around. Luke Walker's still there, Crone, Rizzo. Well, you mentioned it. You brought it up and you're absolutely right. There's other players that are still, like, even the guys that aren't great are okay. I mean, the real guys that you got to look at are, like, you know, Rowdy Tellez is going to be below 320, you know, stuff like that. So, and I have Jordan Alvarez, so I can make up for a little bit of bad OBP.
After Lowe went 116, Nestor Cortez went 117. I did get Correa. Ryan took Bryce Harper, which was interesting. You know, it's a roto format. I like it a little bit better in head-to-head. Dang, Chad went Rizzo and Stanton. Stanton was going to be on the list. So that's a pretty good one. You know, a higher OBP guy I'm looking at is Stephen Kwan, who's sitting out there in outfield. Option. Not a big power guy. Oh, Max Muncy was the other guy on my list. So I think I got Pasquantino, Correa, Acuna, Kwan. I don't fully believe in some of the big stats, but he will help me OBP runs. Hopefully he steals some more. Is that my pick? I think that's my pick. All these
You're
guys
up.
Are, I know.
You
I
got
know.
7 seconds.
Oh, okay. Let's just take him. All right, we're going to take Kwan.
Okay.
Kwan Tatameda.
That's a good pick. I mean, you know, and do you have stolen bases? Because you start to look and
Kwan
there's
and Acuna.
There's no MI, you know, there's not those extra, like, outfield spots where you can just stick a stolen base guy because you just have to have those outfielder spots anyway. So stolen bases are kind of dicey.
No, it is. Well, again, this like the format of what Yahoo's doing is just a little bit different. And instead of like corner and more outfield, it's just two util spots. So you have some flexibility, but you know, outfield depth just doesn't matter as much. And you have to really be sneaky about what you put in that util spot, where pitching is a lot more flexible. You got to have two relievers. You got to have two starting pitchers, and then you have the flexibility to do whatever the hell you want. So hitting, you just, I think you have to be a little bit more methodical in this format, which I believe is similar to ESPN's. I believe ESPN simplified, which I will admit, as much as I don't like this because this isn't traditional, I do think what they're doing is a little bit easier to stomach for people that aren't baseball peeps, that are just like three outfielder, you know, normal position stuff. I think people can stomach this a little bit more. So I understand why they made this move to this new roster format. Us traditionalists just probably don't love it. Just pointing out. Last couple picks. We had Jeremy Peña, Logan Gilbert, Gleyber Torres, Lance Lynn, pick 129.
That was me, Fat Lance. So
you got the fatty.
It's funny because he's fat.
He goes deep. He goes deep into games. So decent pick here. I don't know what the hell I want from an X pick. At all, I need.
What does your pitcher hitter situation look like?
I've got Bregman, Adames, Jordan Alvarez, and Randy Rosarena. Those are my hitters. My pitchers, I've got Alcantara, Bieber, Lynn with Jansen and Bard. So I'm doing all right there. I have Walker queued up, so that's probably my next pick. I just need some speed though. I got a fever.
Guess what? I got a fever. And the only prescription is more cowbell.
Let's see. Nick Castellanos and Nick Lodolo, followed by Jesus Luzardo.
So how could you project? How could you project Whit Merrifield for 22 stolen bases? He didn't steal any.
I mean, so like 14 last year.
He stole like two after getting to Toronto. They didn't let him run at all.
Yeah, he's not my dude, but. I like the Dustin May 3 quality start projection on this format. That's pretty cool.
So apparently Christian Walker, he's a reliever, according
and to Chris
them.
Bryant just went. So you are five picks away. So what are you looking at doing? Oh, man. Giolito just went. That stinks.
Looking at Christian Walker. So now I got to pivot.
Stinks.
All these players suck.
You know.
Second base, anything there?
No.
Not anything worth taking here.
Mm-mm. No, sir. Zach is up right now at 137. He's going to take every moment. Maybe even auto pick. Good job, Zach. Brandon Nimmo, which is a very good
Nimmo,
OBP.
Nimmo, high OBP
yeah,
guy.
Very, very high
sure.
OBP guy. You are four picks away. There goes Taylor Ward. You.
I think
a little buddy.
So don't like anything here.
No.
Is there a closer that's good? I mean,
Andrew Vaughn, 139.
Oh, suck.
I mean, I just talked about Leclerc, even though Yahoo doesn't have him projected anything. Paul Sewald, Leclerc, Pete Fairbanks, there's nothing great. This is a bad, bad group to have to choose some stolen bases from.
I'm just going to reach and take Vaughn Grissom and, you know,
hope the rumor of him not having the gig and they give it to Orlando Arcia is not true.
They're not giving it to Orlando Arcia. I mean, if that's the case, they'll probably trade for someone. But I'll take Vaughn here just because I got to get some swipes.
Oh, you did get it. I was about to say, no, you won't. Tony Gonsolin, Ian Happ, and then 142, you took Vaughn Grissom. Grissom.
Oh, no.
I did it. Someone
no,
just
the
had.
People. They're going to be so mad.
I just triggered one person so bad. It's like nails in a chalkboard.
If I can't pronounce the name right, just do it. It's all about me and what I want. Come on, everybody. Isn't everybody annoyed by this? Let's go get him.
Get him. Yeah, pitchfork. Get him.
I don't know why my guy kind of sounds like the hormone monster a little bit. You know.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I have to hear it. I've been told I can do, I think, a phenomenal hormone monster, but I have to hear him to be able to pull it here. Pablo Lopez went 144. I'm three picks away. God damn it. Chris Bassett was my pick, 145, and he went. There goes Joe Ryan. Everything else is really stupid.
Nothing really matters.
Will, I kind of want to get power. I don't want a massive sacrifice. I'm not a Matt Chapman guy, but I think I'm considering him. I'm also looking at some of the closer market. There goes Charlie Morton.
Charlie Morton.
I've got two outfielders. That's bad OBP. Oh, God. These guys are just... All right. So let's do a little looky pivot here. Okay. So we're going to do this. This helps me, I guess, a little bit in OBP. We're going to go bounce back on Brandon Lau. I feel like I've been taking a lot of him lately.
Dude, I had him at the top of my queue. If Grissom would have gone,
yeah,
that would have been like my panic pick at that point.
Oh, there goes Miranda, you stinky bastard. And then I might look at Matt Chapman now, especially that Miranda's gone.
Matt Chapman.
Just more power, because Kwan hurts me a little bit, but if I can get like 20 to 30, 25. Oh, okay. Well, never mind.
So yeah, Chad took him.
An idiot I am. Stupidest person alive.
What an idiot.
Yep.
Man.
Dumb, stupid idiot.
Don't want to sound like a dick or nothing, but it says on your chart that you f***ed up.
What do you want? You want to go?
Who's the pivot then?
I mean, what, Chad? I hate that. But OBP, Mondesi, they already announced today that it's super now unlikely that he's going to start the season. So I hate that pick even more for you, Chad. That is one that you should have thought to do and then not done if you're trying.
He's you're very happy you get to make fun of Chad, though, because he did steal your other pick. So
yeah, he's stupid. All right, we're going to do this. Yeah, we're going to get Wilson Contreras.
Okay.
I don't feel like I ever get him.
Not bad.
Nah, not good.
You don't like it?
I should have went a different direction. Nah, I don't really like it. I wish I would have went in the outfield, though there's a lot of low OBP outfielders kind of in general. I'm looking at all these players. Look at them. Just stare at them for a minute.
Which players?
Just all of them.
The players?
Stinky.
I mean, if Leclerc falls back to me, I'll just take Leclerc here.
I will say that in a one catcher league, it's usually not a big priority, except that it's 15 teams and there's 15 closers that are going to come off the board. So I feel a little bit better about taking a catcher early because they're going to come off the board. There goes Chris Sale, Anthony Santander, and Ryan Mountcastle.
Come on, Leclerc.
Reminder as always, by the way, if you guys, because I didn't say it in the open, in thisleague.com, we have a free post with the ranks if you guys want to like peep them. And you want to take a look at, you know, all the names and who's already gone. If you want to follow along a little bit better, you can do that. There goes Carlos Estevez. Who are you trying to get? Leclerc. Do you have one or two?
Two.
Ooh, you're going for your third?
Third.
That's a pretty good pick. I like it. Jose Leclerc, 159.
So Jansen, Bard, and Leclerc. Not bad. I'll take it.
Not bad. Who are you looking at coming back?
Okay. Probably my son coming back.
Alejandro. Yeah, I thought about Alejandro. I just like Contreras a little bit better. OBP. Yeah. Very good OBP. If I was trying to compensate, he would have probably been a little bit better pick than Contreras if I was trying to compensate OBP-wise.
I didn't even see. I don't like him, but in this format, Josh Bell is better. So I was considering him because I do have a little bit of a hole at first at this point. Yeah. But I have second, third, short.
Moro Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Hey, Central Ohio. The nationwide Children's Marathon will be taking over the city on October 18th and 19th. COTA riders can expect significant reroutes throughout the city. Operators will be working tirelessly to assist COTA customers. That's October 18th and 19th for the nationwide Children's Marathon. Expect significant reroutes downtown. You can view real-time updates on the transit app or at COTA.com. That's COTA.com. Good luck to all the runners.
Cleveland is where the urban meets the outdoors, where cultural celebrations meet rabid sports fans meet the symphony, where nobody goes hungry and everybody loves music. Fueled by passion, we are the land for life. From rich history to hidden gems, the Legends of the Land podcast shares the real stories from real Clevelanders that shape the city. From iconic chefs to grassroots changemakers, sports heroes to creative visionaries, learn why living all out is in Cleveland's DNA. Go to thisiscle.com/podcast.
Two outfield spots filled. I still need the two utils and one outfielder, obviously. Then I have the three starters in Alcantara, Bieber, and Lynn, and then the three closers, Jansen, Bard, and Leclerc. So I'm Justin doing okay, but first base is a little...
There you go. Screw you. Justin May went, and then Jeffrey Springs, of course, went. Couldn't have anything nice. Not that he's projected in any quality starts here. Grace Rodriguez, Alejandro, and then Brady Singer. So...
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
It's In This League.
Got what plants crave. It's got electrolytes.
What are electrolytes? Do you even know? It's what they used to make
In This League.
I'm the smartest guy in the world, says who?
The IQ test you took in prison, brought to you by Carl's Jr.
Yeah, I mean, I obviously don't agree with the projections here, the way my team came out, but you know, it is what it is.
You showed people how not to draft an OBP, and that's still valuable.
I don't think I did.
I don't think I did either. I think there's some silliness in here, and at least on how they're building this, even though it was, you know, it was designed as an OBP team. But you guys want to check it out, check out the results over at InThisLeague.com. It's a free post. You can see all of our mock drafts. You can, like, re-listen to the episode. You can you could have listened while reading this, so you can follow along with the names. Whatever you want to do, you can check that out. You can also, of course, come over to InThisLeague.com, where you can sign up. You can be a part of the ITL Army, which we would appreciate. We're an independent podcast. You are supporting us. This is like our job. This is what we're trying to do. And when you guys come over, we try to make sure it's an experience where we're like giving you lots of stuff. We're not asking for the world. We like try to give you ranks, give you unique sheets. We have GroupMe rooms. We involve people in mocks. We try to do lots of cool stuff. We've got some merch discount codes and stuff like that. So if you guys want to check it out, we'd appreciate it. InThisLeague.com. You sign up today. Fantrax.com/InThisLeague. If you're moving over your league, promo code ITL over at Underdog. Those are the things we got to tell you about. I will be at camps. I was at camps the last couple of days. Might have a weekend off. We'll see. And then I'm hitting them hard next week. Hopefully have some more fun content. I'll be talking about them on all the shows. So make sure you're following me on Twitter.
Hell Week.
Is it the Welsh? And Hell Week is coming next week. Did I mention, by the way, that not only will I'm filling in for DVR on Rates and Barrels. So I'm two episodes a week. Three episodes on Fantasy Pros.
You're doing so much content. How are you not first in all of these mocks?
I'm going to camps every single day next week. And then also, by the way, we have an episode every damn day next week because we are busting out all of our rank episodes. We are going to be doing the corner infielders, middle infielders, outfield, starting pitching. And then I think the final one of the week, we settled on just putting our overall in there. So every single day next week, you're going to get all of our rank episodes. And it's funny because like everyone has already done this. I've always found it a little bit more valuable to wait till camp start. That's why we do it a little bit later. Let's have some time to simmer. Let's have some time to marinate on this stuff. And let's get a tiny bit more, at least guys into camps, free agency and stuff. And that's why we're waiting. So we're going to be dropping those next week. And we will probably get a little nutty. So next week is going to be a nutty, nutty week. So thank you guys for hanging out with us. As always, hopefully you guys enjoyed the episode. Thank you to our great sponsors. Until next time, my friends, we will talk to you every damn day next week. It's Bogman, it's Welsh, and we are out of here. Peace.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Hey Central Ohio, the nationwide children's marathon will be taking over the city on October 18th and 19th. COTA riders can expect significant reroutes throughout the city. Operators will be working tirelessly to assist COTA customers. That's October 18th and 19th for the nationwide children's marathon. Expect significant reroutes downtown. You can view real-time updates on the transit app or at COTA.com. That's COTA.com. Good luck to all the runners.
Cleveland is where the urban meets the outdoors, where cultural celebrations meet rabid sports fans meet the symphony, where nobody goes hungry and everybody loves music. Fueled by passion, we are the land for life. From rich history to hidden gems, the Legends of the Land podcast shares the real stories from real Clevelanders that shape the city. From iconic chefs to grassroots changemakers, sports heroes to creative visionaries, learn why living all out is in Cleveland's DNA. Go to thisisCLE.com/podcast.